effort is everything, especially at this level. There's not really room to not have effort.
Hey, how you doing? Brian Kane, your Peak Performance Coach here with the Peak Performance Podcast. And today our guest is Stephen Terrell. He's a 2008 graduate of Allen High School in Texas, where he helped lead the Eagles to a 5A Division I football state championship. Terrell would continue his football career at Texas A&M University. He was a four-year letter winner while seeing action in 52 games during his college career. Terrell led both on and off the field while receiving honors such as a first team All Academic Big 12 and first team Academic All Southeastern Conference. Stephen also served as a team captain during his senior campaign. Terrell then signed in 2013 as an undrafted free agent with the Jacksonville Jaguars and would spend time with the Houston Texans before landing on the roster of the Seattle Seahawks before the 2014 season. Please welcome to the Peak Performance Podcast, Stephen Terrell. Stephen, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
If you would, could you talk a little bit about kind of your experience growing up at Allen and going through with the performance course?
Oh, yeah. Performance course was just something that one of the coaches had brought to my attention when I was in middle school. And they just kind of told me, like, you know, you need to get into this. It'll keep you in shape for the off season. And I kind of, you know, begged my parents to do it. And when I signed up, it was actually more than I expected. And it's something that I continued to do every year, middle school all the way up to high school. And it was just a great team environment to work around. And when you get to the level that I played, like, you just kind of realize that you need to grind and work and go through tough situations with your team to build that chemistry and just to see the limits you can go with each other. And it's great to work hard and have your teammates around you. So performance course is a great thing for me, just because it taught me all the core values of being an athlete, and it also just helped you be with your friends and working hard and trying to achieve a goal, no matter what sport it was.
Stephen, how important has belief and confidence been in your success as a football player?
It's been very important. Belief, you have to believe in yourself. You're going to have coaches and people believe in you, but that only goes as far as you believe in yourself. And having that confidence to be able to come back if through adversity, everything's not going to go your way. You're going to have a lot of setbacks. I've had a lot of setbacks in my career, but it's not the bad things. It's how you respond to those things. And you have to be positive and have that strong mindset of belief in yourself and confidence that you can, you know, achieve whatever you put your mind to.
You know, with the great programs you've been a part of, Texas A&M and with the Jaguars, the Texans, and now the Seahawks, talk a little bit about the importance of leadership in terms of success in athletics.
Leadership is another one of those things that you just is very, very important. All the good teams have, you know, great leadership. You're not going to find many bad teams that have leadership. And the thing about leadership is you have to be willing to do the unpopular thing. You have to be able to you know, maybe call some people out that aren't working hard or just do the uncommon thing and work a little bit extra than everybody else. But you have to have that leadership. You have to have somebody on each team and each program to kind of lead the way and set the tone for the rest of the guys. So if you have, you know, it doesn't have to just be one person either. It can be, there's not an age limit or year qualification to be a leader. You just have to have that one person or a group of people that can set the tone for the rest of the team and give examples for younger people to follow.
What about effort? You're playing in the NFL now and played college football at the highest level. Do you see guys that get by just on talent, or does it take extreme effort to be successful at that highest level as well?
Oh, effort is everything, especially at this level. There's not really room to not have effort with the talent level being so high. And it's just one of those things. Growing up from Allen, I've always heard, like, you know, you should never have to be coached on effort. Effort is something that it should be there. Like, you shouldn't have to have coaches telling you your effort isn't good enough. And for me, after being cut a few times and you know, having different obstacles, just the opportunity to play the game should take care of your effort right there. Like you should, it's such a great opportunity to play any sport. And for you to not have good effort is just kind of just unacceptable. Like effort is just one of those things that it should just shine. It should just show, it should stick out on tape or on the court. It should always just stick out. And that's just something that you shouldn't have to be coached. Effort is something that it just kind of goes along with desire and just willing to be out there.
You know, Pete Carroll, obviously, who you played for, and, you know, his book, Win Forever, he talks a lot about the importance of competing in everything you do. Where does your competitive drive come from?
For me, it's just, like I said, just the opportunity to play. Like, the best thing about the game is the opportunity to play. And it with that just comes competitiveness. And it's just like something that ever since I've been young, I've just been wanting to compete in everything that I do. I just want to be good at everything. Whether it's in school, like I competed in school, I competed in just kind of everything. And it's something that you have to have, you know, within you. And there has to be something that kind of external that drives you. And for me, it was just being successful and just trying to do whatever I could to help my family out. And for me, the best route to do that was football. So with Pete, we kind of, he takes on that kind of theme of you're competing or you're not. So here we competed with everything. Like even the, you know, we'll joke around and have little like basketball games and stuff like that. Little games to keep it fun, but at the same time we're still competing. And it's just something that you always have that competitive nature. And it's not something that you can switch on and switch off. It's just like no matter what you're doing, you're competing and you're trying to get better. And that's the biggest thing.
Can you talk a little bit about the importance of the mental game and when it comes down to football and kind of some of the ways that maybe in Seattle you guys practice the mental game? I think you have a couple sports psychologists, Michael Gervais and a couple other guys that work with you. What are some of the things that you do at the highest level now in the NFL related to the mental game that maybe you didn't even know existed when you were at Allen, or maybe you did like mental imagery but didn't know that it was a mental game skill?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We do. We have some great mental coaches. And the biggest thing that I've learned from Seattle is just the positivity in everything that we do. Like we really focus on being positive and having a positive environment and a good environment to where you can just be yourself. And the coaches, they don't really want you to be a certain way, like a specific way. They just want you to be the best you. And the way to get the best you is just being positive in everything that you do. And I mean, it sounds pretty simple, like, oh, just be positive. But when you really think about it, it's kind of hard. Like if something goes wrong, to just look at the positive aspect of everything. And we really train ourselves to always focus on the positive aspects and just to visualize success. Like just it seems very simple, but when you visualize what you're going to do, and then you can go out there and do it. It's what makes you, you know, it's what makes you great. And just positive mental imagery, like you said, and just going out there and just being able to bounce back when things go wrong. Like you might, as a DB, you're going to get beat every once in a while, but it's how you can respond to that and have the attitude of, okay, you beat me once, but you're not going to beat me again. And things like that.
Did you use visualization when you were in high school or Texas A&M, or is that something you picked up with the Seahawks?
I kind of picked up the most positivity stuff from the Seahawks, but in high school I did try to visualize things. I would try to watch like highlight tapes before games just to focus on plays and try to have that mindset like this is what I'm gonna do. And during the week I would always like have a play or a certain situation that I knew the other team was going to run and try to be like, all right, this is what's going to happen on this play. And I'm going to, you know, get an interception here and make a big hit here or things like that. Just trying to find situations to make positive and reinforcement.
Stephen, last question for you here, my friend. Appreciate you taking the time here out of your busy schedule. If you could go back and talk to the Stephen Terrell who was in middle school or who was in high school, who was getting ready to go into the performance course, if you could go back and say, man, this is what I know now being in the NFL that I wish I knew back then, or even if non-football related, this is what I know now as a professional athlete at the highest level of what I do, one of the best in the world, this is what I would tell the junior high or high school kid about the importance of the pursuit of success and what you need to do. What's the one seed, if you could remove that skull cap and plant it in there and it would germinate in those guys and girls, what would it be?
I would just tell myself that it's going to be worth it. Like you're like all your hard work is going to pay off, and that you can do it. Like I didn't know in middle school and in high school really that I would be able to make it to the NFL. I really had no clue. I didn't have anybody really tell me that it was, you know, it was possible. And for me, that would be the big, I would just tell myself like, it's going to be worth it. Your hard work is going to pay off. And another thing, I would have told myself in middle school to play more than one sport, and to not just focus on one thing. Because what I've seen in the NFL is a lot of guys have played multiple sports. And for me, I really just did track and football. And I feel like that would have enhanced my game a little bit more, just having a wide variety of, you know, if I would play basketball and, you know, just tried out other things. When I was younger, but the biggest thing is just knowing that there's a chance, like you're going to be able to do this and it's going to be worth it. And I feel like if kids just have that mindset that this is going to pay off one day in a positive way, they would work harder.
Stephen Terrell, thank you for taking the time. And for our listeners, if you want to get yourself some more Stephen, you can check him out on Twitter at S.Terrell. That's at S-D-O-T-T-E-R-R-E-L-L. And on Instagram, young_Terrell21. Stephen, thank you for taking time, man. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Peak Performance Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to iTunes and leave a positive review or share a link to this episode on social media using hashtag PeakPod. Mention Brian Kane and one thing you learned in this episode for your chance to win a free ticket to the next Brian Kane Experience live event. Dominate the day.